أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن خلقهن العزيز العليم. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the surah, Allah explained the great magnificence, the lofty position of wahi, of revelation. And the first recipients were the people of Mecca, but unfortunately the large majority of them did not accept and rejected this wahi, this revelation of Allah Ta'ala. So now Allah Ta'ala poses certain questions to them by which they can realize the truthfulness of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اور اگر تو ان سے پوچھے کس نے بنائے آسمان اور زمین. If you ask them, who have created the heavens and the earth, though they will not say it with their tongue, but in their hearts, even a hardcore atheist is to accept that there is a maker of it, and the maker of it, they might call it nature or whatever, but it is none other. لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. تو کہے بنائے اس زبردست خبردار نے, that it is he who has created this, who is the all-powerful and who is the most knowledgeable. Only with that power and with that knowledge could the heavens and the earth be created. That is, those are qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and it is clear that any person, if he just gives little thought, he will realize the existence of Allah by the presence of the heavens and the earth. Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha mahda, wahi jisne bana diya tumhari zameen ko bichhona. It is only he, Allah, who has made the earth for you a surface. That is, that you travel on this earth. Allah did not make it staggered up and down that you cannot travel. Allah did not make it so hard that you cannot dig into it for your foundations of your buildings or for your of agriculture and farming. Allah did not make it so soft that you just stand on it and you sink into the ground, or your building starts sinking into the ground. How beautiful Allah has made the earth. وَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلَا. اور رکھ دیئے تمہارے واسطے اس میں راہ ہے. And Allah is the one who has made roads for you on the earth. These roads also are a great ni'mat of Allah, and they are also from Allah Ta'ala. Man can claim that he has made the roads, but who made man? Where did he get those raw materials? Where did he get his brains to make it? The maker of it is really only Allah Ta'ala. And we don't think of it, but we use roads every day. And they are great ni'mat that we travel easily from one place to another. If there were not roads, we can imagine how difficult, how life would have been impossible. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ تَاكِتُمْ رَاحْ پَعَوَ. So that you find your way, both ways, the way you want to reach your destination, and also through seeing the Qudrat of Allah, you get guided towards Allah, and you see the Qudrat of Allah, His favors and His power. So by using the roads also, that is also a great sign of the existence of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. And as a person travels on roads far distances or short distances, all that should also take him towards the marifat, recognition, and towards the servitude, being a slave of Allah Ta'ala. وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ. اور جس نے اتارا آسمان سے پانی ماپ کر. And it is only he who sends down water from the skies in measured amounts. Allah sends a specific amount where he wants to, whether it is just sufficient for the people or even if it floods, they are also sent by Allah, and Allah knows why he sends that floods there. Or if there are droughts and there is no water, that is also in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. It may be to punish the people, or it may be to show that it is not just some press of a button and things are carrying on, but they are being continuously controlled solely by Allah Ta'ala. فَانْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتَا. پھر اُبھار کھرا کیا ہم نے اس سے ایک دیس مردا. And then by this rains that come, we made a whole place become alive again which was dead. That is, especially in winter when the earth becomes dead, the grass turns brown, it is burnt and it is black, and one rain comes and you see everything starts growing. كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. मुर्दों को इसी तरह तुमको भी निकालेंगे. एंड इन दिस देयर इज आल्सो ए कंटीन्यूअस लेसन दैट जस्ट एज वी प्लांट ए सीड इन द ग्राउंड दैट सीड सीम्स टू गेट कंप्लीटली डिस्ट्रॉयड, नथिंग इज लेफ्ट, इट मिक्सेस विद द सैंड द वाटर, बट देन वी सी अ शूट कम आउट, अ ट्री कम्स आउट एंड बेयर सो मच फ्रूट. जस्ट लाइक दैट वी आर सो टू से बरीड, वी आर आवर द सीड ऑफ आवर बॉडी इज पुट इन टू द ग्रेव, वी आर ऑल्सो पुट इन टू द ग्राउंड. And just as we see things grow continuously, like that we will also come out from our graves living on the day of Qiyamah. So there is a great lesson. All the things that grow, whether we see our beautiful roses growing, whether we see our vegetables growing, from there we should take a lesson that as we are put into the ground, as these things come out from the ground, we will also be brought out one day. And the reality of Akhirat should hit hard at us, and for that we should prepare. And how good the seed is, so good that plant comes out. And if it is a bad seed, nothing grows, there is no result of it. Just like that, if we are good, then goodness will come out on the day of Qiyamah. If we are bad, destruction and terrible conditions will befall us. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا और जिसने बनाए सब चीजों को के जोरे, एंड इट इज ही हु हैज मेड एवरीथिंग इन पेयर्स. इफ वी जस्ट कंसीडर डे एंड नाइट, द सन एंड मून, मैन एंड वुमन, गुड एंड बैड, ऑलमोस्ट एवरीथिंग वी विल सी दे आर इन पेयर्स, एंड अल्लाह हैज क्रिएटेड एवरीथिंग इन पेयर्स. वजअअला लकुम मिनल फुल्क वल अनआम मा तरकबून, और बना दिया तुम्हारे वास्ते कश्तियों और चौपाइयों को जिस पर तुम सवार होते हो. एंड अल्लाह ताला हैज मेड फॉर यू शिप्स एंड बोट्स, एंड ही हैज मेड एनिमल्स फॉर यू ऑन व्हिच यू माउंट, व्हिच यू सिट ऑन एंड यू ट्रेवल ऑन, हॉर्सेस, कैमल्स, डोंकीज एटसेट्रा. यू कैरी योर गुड्स फ्रॉम वन place to another, on the ships, on the animals, and of these animals you eat also, and you have your food also, and delicious food also. These are all the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which man should not only use, but he should use them to recognize Allah and come closer and become a complete true slave of Allah ta'ala. لِتَسْتَوْ عَلَىٰ ظُهُورِهِ تَاكِ چَرْهِتُمْ چَرْبَيْتُمْ اُسْكَ پِیتُمْ, for so that you might climb on the backs of it. And in our time, our motor cars, our aeroplanes, our trains, buses, etc., all this Allah has made a form of transport which you can sit on it and you control it. That huge aeroplane is controlled by one small human being. That huge ship is controlled by one human being. Allah has put it in our control. And the aeroplane, sometimes it goes through what and what turbulence, but Allah puts it into the control of man. The ship that moves, sometimes what storms it goes through, Allah has put it in the control of man. ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ, फिर याद करो अपने रब का एहसान. And when you have the, when Allah, you are so small, O insan, 1.5 meter tall, 80 kilometers you weigh, and you control this whole big ship, you control that whole big aeroplane. So when you have this, be thankful to Allah. Don't claim and say, I am doing this, I made the ship, and I control the ship or the aeroplane. But be thankful to Allah that He has made this possible for you. This the way to Malik, when you sit on top of it, تقول سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا, اور کہو پاک ذات ہے وہ جس نے بس میں کر دیا ہمارے اس کو. And explain the purity of Allah, how great and how pure Allah is, that He has made this huge motor car in my control, that motor car that has got so much of power in it, that huge bus, that huge ship, aeroplane, and Allah has put it in my control. We should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ, اور ہم نہ تھے اس کو قابو میں لا سکتے. And it was on our own impossible that we should have brought this whole huge thing in our control. We cannot lift a finger without the will of Allah Ta'ala. We might think that I've got lot of power, but the mort, nobody can push away mort from him. And when mort comes, you cannot lift a finger, you cannot wink an eye, you cannot move your tongue at least, but So everything is only by the will of Allah. And that Allah, that this human who is so weak, who can't even wink his eye without Allah's command. This huge aeroplane, this huge ship Allah puts in his control. These are solely the ni'mats of Allah, which must be acknowledged and be thankful to Allah Ta'ala for. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ اور ہم کو اپنے رب کے طرف پھر جانا ہے. And whenever we set in anything, always remember our final return is to Allah Ta'ala. Remember your mort also. Whenever you are traveling especially, remember mort and think that we are going to return to Allah. With this vehicle of ours, with our form of transport, we will be moving from place to place. But one day we will be returning, and we won't be traveling, we won't be driving, we will be driven. We won't be walking, we will be carried, and we will be taken to the qabr and buried there. As all these are transport modes, this body of ours is also a transport mode, which transports the ruh to Allah Ta'ala. And finally, the time will come when this body will be put in the grave, and that will be the end of its suffers of this dunya. So by all these great ni'mats of Allah all around us, use them also by all means correctly. Make shukr to Allah, and the greatest thing, recognize Allah and be thankful to Allah for all His favors. Wa akhiru da'wana.